Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Kite Realty Group Trust, also known by its ticker, KRG. If you're looking to build wealth through smart long-term investments, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into this real estate investment trust, or REIT, to uncover what makes it tick, what's holding it back, and where it might be headed. So, grab a coffee, let's chat about Kite Realty Group Trust, and figure out if it deserves a spot in your portfolio. First, let's set the stage with a quick overview. Kite Realty Group Trust operates in the retail real estate space, focusing on owning and managing open-air shopping centers and mixed-use properties across the U.S. They're part of the broader real estate sector, specifically in the retail REIT industry, and their portfolio is geared toward high-quality, community-focused retail spaces. This isn't a household name like some tech giants, so it's worth noting they play in a niche but critical market. Think grocery-anchored centers and essential retail that tends to weather economic storms better than, say, luxury malls. Now, before we get into the meat of our SWOT analysis, let's touch on some recent vibes around the company. Based on the latest news snippets, Kite Realty has been making strategic moves to optimize their portfolio, focusing on high-growth markets and shedding underperforming assets. Performance-wise, their stock has shown some interesting trends over the past year. Decent gains in the short term, with a bit of volatility when you zoom out to the 5-year mark, which tells me they're navigating a tricky retail landscape with mixed results. And from their most recent earnings call for Q2 2025, there's a lot of optimism from management about operational performance and future growth. We'll unpack that as we go, but it's a good teaser to keep in mind. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and break this down into strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'll keep it conversational, throw in some insights, and make sure we're looking at this from a long-term investor's lens while still touching on shorter-term trends that could spice things up. Strengths. Solid operational performance. Let's start with the good stuff. From the Q2 2025 earnings call, Kite Realty Group Trust reported strong financial results, particularly in terms of same-property net operating income growth. Management highlighted robust leasing activity, which means their properties are in demand, and that's a big win for a REIT. For long-term investors, this signals a stable income stream, which is exactly what you want from a dividend-focused play like this. Strategic portfolio focus. They're not just sitting on any old properties. Kite Realty has been intentional about concentrating on open-air, grocery-anchored centers in high-growth suburban markets. This isn't just a buzzword strategy. It's a smart hedge against the e-commerce wave that's crushed traditional malls. Their properties cater to essential retail, which tends to hold up even when consumer spending tightens. Healthy financial metrics. Digging into their numbers, the current ratio and quick ratio both look solid, indicating they've got enough liquidity to handle short-term obligations. Plus, their gross profit margin is competitive within the industry, showing they're managing costs effectively while still pulling in revenue. For those of you who geek out on metrics, their return on equity is also trending positively, which suggests they're using shareholder money efficiently. Dividend appeal. Speaking of dividends, their yield is attractive for income-focused investors. It's not the highest in the sector, but it's consistent, and paired with their operational strength, it's a nice cherry on top for anyone building a passive income stream over the long haul. Hash weaknesses. Debt levels raise eyebrows. All right, let's not sugarcoat this. Their debt-to-equity ratio is a bit on the higher side, which is something to watch. REITs often carry debt to fund property acquisitions, but too much leverage can bite if interest rates climb or if cash flow stumbles. For long-term holders, this isn't a deal-breaker yet, but it's a yellow flag, especially in a rising rate environment. Mixed historical performance. Looking at their stock performance over the past 5 years, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. While recent quarters show some upward momentum, the longer-term trend suggests they've struggled to consistently outperform the broader real estate sector. This could signal operational or market-specific challenges that might test your patience as an investor. Margin pressures. While their gross profit margin is decent, the net profit margin is tighter than I'd like to see. This tells me that after all the expenses and interest payments, there's not as much left over as you'd hope. It's not dire, but it's a reminder that operational efficiency needs to stay sharp, or those dividends could come under pressure. Opportunities. Portfolio transformation potential. One of the standout points from the Q2 2025 earnings call was management's focus on transforming their portfolio. They're actively selling off lower quality assets and reinvesting in higher growth markets. If they execute this well, it could supercharge their revenue and net income over the next few years. For long-term investors, this kind of strategic pivot is exactly the stuff that can turn a good stock into a great one. Retail recovery trends. The retail real estate space, especially for essential and community-focused properties, is seeing a bit of a comeback as consumers return to in-person shopping post-pandemic. Kite Realty is well-positioned to ride this wave, especially with their focus on grocery-anchored centers. Short-term, this could boost leasing rates. Long-term, it could solidify their market position. Valuation upside. Let's talk numbers for a second. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, looks reasonable compared to the industry average. It's not dirt cheap, but it suggests there's room for growth if they hit their earnings targets. For those of you hunting for value plays, this could be a sneaky opportunity to get in before the market catches up. CapEx and innovation. Their cash flow statements show consistent investment in property improvements and acquisitions. This capital expenditure isn't just maintenance, it's about enhancing value and staying competitive. If these investments pay off with higher rents or better tenant retention, that's a big win for future free cash flow growth. Threats. Interest rate sensitivity. Here's the harsh reality. REITs like Kite Realty are super sensitive to interest rate hikes. With their debt load, higher borrowing costs could squeeze margins and limit their ability to fund growth. If the Fed keeps tightening, or if rates stay elevated, this could be a real drag on performance, both short and long term. Retail sector volatility. Even though they focus on essential retail, the broader retail sector isn't immune to economic downturns. If consumer confidence tanks, or if we slip into a recession, leasing demand could soften, and vacancy rates might creep up. That's a risk for any REIT, but it's worth keeping an eye on, especially given some of their historical performance struggles. Industry competition. The retail REIT space is crowded, and Kite Realty isn't the biggest fish in the pond. Larger competitors with deeper pockets could outbid them for prime properties or offer better terms to tenants. For long-term investors, this means they need to keep differentiating through location and quality, or risk getting squeezed out. Economic and regional risks. Finally, their revenue is tied to specific geographic regions. If those markets face economic challenges, think job losses or population shifts, it could hit their bottom line. Diversification helps, but it's not foolproof, and any localized downturns could create headwinds. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Kite Realty Group Trust has a lot going for it. Strong operational performance, a strategic focus on high-quality retail spaces, and some exciting portfolio moves that could pay off big time. But it's not without risks. The debt levels and interest rate sensitivity are real concerns, and the retail sector's inherent volatility means you've got to stay vigilant. From a long-term investment perspective, I'd say this stock has potential for those who believe in the recovery of community retail and are comfortable with a bit of risk for that dividend yield. It's not a slam dunk, but it's worth keeping on your radar, especially if they keep executing on their transformation plans. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights here at MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Kite Realty as a buy, hold, or pass? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.